WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan bicyclist was killed last night shortly before sunset on the city's west side. Bryan police report a motorized bicycle pulled out of the VFW parking lot on Harvey Mitchell Parkway and was struck by a northbound truck. The bicyclist was identified as 24-year-old Keith Allen Pease. The Eagle is reporting Texas A&M Provost Karen Watson has been removed from that position.
That's after the Eagle obtained documents showing an internal audit found significant conflict of interest issues tied to business dealings that Watson's spouse had with the university. Watson told the Eagle she was not afforded due process and was denied a meaningful opportunity to respond to the allegations. A&M's new provost, Carol Fierke, will be starting a month sooner on September 1st. Until then, the interim provost is Douglas Palmer, a professor in the College of Education. Dr. Watson's been at A&M 34 years, will remain a faculty member. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As lawmakers have started the special session, Governor Abbott told listeners on our show he expects the House to pass some of the 20 items on his agenda.
What we are focused on this summer are some issues that are going to be for the benefit of individuals in Texas, but as well as the state of Texas. Things like cutting taxes, things like cutting regulations, things like adding more money for teachers, so increasing teacher pay.
Meantime, one Brazos Valley lawmaker wants the governor to add to his list of special session topics, increasing health insurance benefits for retired teachers, particularly retirees under the age of 65.
All our retirees have, again, using that average $2,000 of an annuity that comes in each month, that's all they have in terms of income. No Social Security benefits. So, you know, asking more from them in terms of these health insurance premiums, I'm not saying that we shouldn't pass along some of the increases, but we just need to be very mindful and realistic about the impact it's going to have on those that have given so much over many years of service to our children in the classrooms.
State Representative Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties, calls for supporters to contact the governor and lieutenant governor. One of four suspects have been arrested from an armed robbery inside a College Station apartment the night of June 30th. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Ladarius Hill was identified from security video at the Briarwood Apartments on Harvey Road by the two victims, two other witnesses, and five officers. During an attempted theft of marijuana, Hill is accused of firing a gun that grazed the head of one of the victims and struck the other with the handgun. Big news for Bluebell fans. The Little Creamery in Brenham is allowing public tours, and Bluebell has reopened its observation deck. It's a self-guided tour available Monday through Friday. The company is inviting people in for the first time since 2015. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 78 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning at 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Plenty of hot weather to go around over the next several days. High pressure remains stationary over the region. Sunshine leading to a high of 95 to 100 later today. Generally clear tonight. We're 75 to 80. Left sun during the day tomorrow. It's back up to 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. And then sunny Saturday with a high of 95 to 100. Late Saturday afternoon, there could be a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Bombers trounced the Marshals out at Nutribolt last night. Meanwhile, the Astros fell in the rubber match with the Mariners, while the Rangers hit a four-game skid with a loss against the Orioles. And it looks like Ezekiel Elliott is off the hook for the altercation at a bar in Dallas. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, it says we've got a 40% chance of rain on Sunday. But if we don't, it's still going to be hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, whiz, man, this air conditioning thing is really
nice.
Exactly what we need.
Mm-hmm.
It is. If you got to be outside today, we're sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. Get inside as soon as you can.
Oh, yeah.
So most couples dream of that day when their baby is born so that they could possibly maybe share that experience together.
Sure.
Okay, in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
One Grant Parish couple said that they didn't get the chance. Oh, wait. They didn't get the chance because dad was driving 108 miles an hour to get the mama to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or other, they think it's the police officer's fault. Yeah. So as they were leaving the parish at 108 in a 55.
Yeah, that's a little excessive. Yeah.
Said the way I understand it is that my officer clocked them, Mr. Shear, clocked them doing 108 in a 55. He got behind him, cut his lights and siren on. The vehicle then started passing people on the side of the road.
Oh.
Yeah, he followed them for about 5 miles. They pulled over close to their exit there, and there was another officer waiting, because, you know, there is more than one police officer in Louisiana.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. My officer decided to write citations because apparently a doctor called that there might be issues of pregnancy, but nonetheless, doing 108 to 55 is not a good thing.
Right, and I know you don't want to have a baby in a car, but you also don't want to die.
No.
Yeah.
And you know, and if they have the baby in the car, then we can do another one of their little cute stories.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. You'd be in the news for all the other reasons.
Yeah, all the good reasons that
you're
able
to.
Right.
Got a bad reason this time, yeah.
All right, this one was easy for cops. A guy in Yakima, Washington. What a great place to live. Think about that.
Yakima?
Yeah, somebody's got to be the mayor of Yakima. I mean, when they have to do something serious, you know, like he has to stand up there and talk about like a garbage strike or something in Yakima. I mean, don't you
Yakima.
Just you hear that? You go, well, how did they come up with that name? Anyway, a man in Yakima police say robbed a convenience store Sunday night, arrested after leaving his car keys and cell phone at the store.
Oh, gotta hate when that happens.
Make it easy. 37-year-old.
Draw him a map to your house, you know?
You could have done that. Lacey Bernard Anderson, 37, robbed the Yakima Avenue Quick Stop that is, believe it or not, on West Yakima.
Okay.
I just like saying that today. Anyway, just after 9:30 on Sunday night, apparently Mr. Anderson told the clerk that he was armed, reached for his waistband, but did not show a weapon, according to the reports. Took about $180 from the register, left those keys and aforementioned cell phone behind, according to the documents. Where did he go and how did he get there?
Right, and that's what I was wondering. If you drove, you don't have your keys unless they were just house keys. But okay.
They found him, though.
Imagine that.
I bet.
About two blocks away.
He did just walk.
And he didn't even run if he's only two blocks away.
Right.
And the police got there anyway.
Right.
They found bills that matched the denominations of the cash taken. Also an 8-inch steak knife concealed in a sock that he was wearing. Denied any involvement in the robbery. Of course, he told police it was his twin. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It was my twin. He just happens to have my cell phone.
Well, and it was his evil twin, if you'll think about that.
Right.
There.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Yeah, and after you leave your keys and your cell phone, that probably has your fingerprints on it.
Yeah, you know, I hate it when my evil twin leaves my stuff all over town.
That's it. Just default to the, no, you don't, it's not me, it's the twin person.
It's the twin this time.
Looks just like me. And is dressed just like me, because after all, we're twins.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone at Messina Hof. Check out the wine flights and weekly specials at the wine bar. The tasting room showcases its immense selection suitable for any palate. The Vintage House restaurant offers fine dining. Every Thursday is Aggie Night. Show your Aggie ring and enjoy happy hour pricing from 4 to 9 p.m. Reserve a moonlight tour on Fridays and stay for the weekend at the Villa Bed and Breakfast. For more information, go online at messinahof.com or call 778-WINE.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
Do you and your friends consider brunching a competitive sport? Are mimosas your greatest source of vitamin C? Then the locally owned Village Cafe in downtown Bryan is your kind of place. The Village opens at 7 a.m. every day, and all of their dishes are made from scratch using fresh, locally sourced ingredients, including farm fresh eggs, local coffee, and handmade sausage. Brunch all summer long at the Village Cafe with $10 mimosa pitchers and $12 sangria pitchers. At the Village, they believe brunch should be enjoyed every day of the week. And don't forget to vote for the Village Cafe in the best of the Brazzers.
6:16, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's day 201. Got 164 of them to go. It's Thursday, and it's the 20th of July. It's Moon Day. Okay.
All right.
May
moon
as well.
National... There's a pretty cool moon out there this morning.
You know,
last night.
We've had
I was awake.
We're waning down. We had full moons for a while. That's
yeah. This
nice.
Is like that kind of crescent, or
yep.
I don't know what the proper
that
terminology
is. That'd be a crescent moon out there. Yeah. And when it gets real small, they call it a fingernail moon.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways. Oh wow, Chelsea.
Oh,
it is Space Exploration Day.
Oh. Man, my favorite day. How did I not know? How is it not on my calendar?
We'll see if we can maybe a story every break about space. How
guys,
would that be?
That would make me happy.
You know it. Anyway, it's actually what this has to do with that walking on the moon thing, because we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, National Lollipop Day.
There we go.
All right, something to celebrate. National Jump Day. You can play the song by Van Halen, I guess.
Yeah, or Criss Cross.
Or Criss, that's right. International Chess Day. Okay, and Get to Know Your Customers Day. Yeah, those are the people who give you money.
You should do that.
Yep, and it's Ugly Truck Day.
All right.
Okay.
Now, Ugly Truck, is that your consideration or somebody else's consideration?
Right.
Apparently, looking at this, our extensive surfing and driving around, we failed to actually identify the purpose of this day. Well, it's to talk about ugly trucks. The history of ugly trucks is not written about in a book. It's not documented in an encyclopedia. It's not chronicled on the internet. So make up your own story.
All right.
And, you know, we got a lot of trucks here in Texas.
We do.
We really
specifically
do.
Here in College Station.
I don't think I realized it until I moved up to New York.
Yeah.
Just how many more we have.
Well, and again, it does cause a challenge in parking lots. There is no
right.
doubt.
And this was upstate, so I'm not talking about the city, obviously.
Right.
But most of the trucks that I saw were work trucks.
Yes.
You know, whether it was for a painting company or plumbing or whatever. But it was a work truck, and most of them were only two-door or with the little half-door.
Oh, didn't do the crew cab thing,
correct.
Huh? And duallys probably are really rare.
Definitely not. So mine was pretty large compared to others. And
yeah.
Mine is just,
they're not hauling livestock
here.
And stuff like
no,
that.
No, no.
Well,
plus, we just drive trucks for fun here in Texas.
Right. I have no reason to have one.
So, yeah, we were eating lunch at a Burgertorium yesterday, and it was right at the noon hour, and it was amazing the percentage of trucks.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm
even
sure.
commented
yeah.
on it, that it was probably about 85% trucks, and none of them little,
Right.
Because you can't find those little scoot-around trucks at Colorado, Chevy Colorado,
barely.
And things like
yep.
that.
The Toyota Tacomas, which I guess are a little bit larger, but yep.
still.
The Rangers. Remember the Rangers?
Yep.
That's what I was thinking of.
Exactly.
Yep.
Had those little things.
Mm-hmm.
They were cute little trucks.
They are cute little trucks.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, so there's Shell Roger Ugly Trucks. All right, got some birthdays out
we
there.
We got birthday. Scout Willis, who's, of course, the daughter of Bruce and Demi, is 26 today. Julianne Hough is 29 from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. John Francis Daly's 32, plays Lance Sweets on Bones.
Uh-huh.
Giselle Bundchen, is that how you say her name?
Yeah, that was good.
All right, good.
Yep.
She's 37.
Is she?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's
looks
rich.
Like she. Yeah. Real rich and married to
and
Tom Brady.
I think her husband did something, right?
Yeah. That's right.
No one really cares.
Nah.
Elliot Yameen is 39. He was a third place finisher on the fifth season of American Idol, even though a childhood illness left him with 90% deafness in his one ear.
I was wondering why we were mentioning the third place finisher in the fifth season.
He's
a little notable. He's got a cool story.
I understand. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Judy Greer is 42. She's in everything.
Oh, she is, including what's that show? Archer.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. She's exactly. an Archer and was
don't watch it with your kids.
Yeah, Paul Rudd's ex-wife on Ant-Man, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Arrested Development.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ray Allen is 42, former NBA star for the Miami Heat. Omar Epps is 44, plays Dr. Eric Foreman on House.
Uh-huh.
Or played it, rather.
Yeah.
Sandra Oh is 46.
Wow.
Yeah, she's been in some stuff. Grey's Anatomy and stuff.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Christina.
Oh, of course. I have to say that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen Grey's Anatomy.
Really?
I've never
neither.
Seen a second of that show.
Okay.
But it's very popular right now, and it's been around a long time, right?
It's been around forever.
Yeah.
She wasn't one of the characters killed off, but she was. She did leave the show.
Oh, okay.
So, at some point.
She come back now? Is she back now?
I think she makes little cameos. She's practicing, I believe, overseas now. So,
okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Josh Holloway's 48. He played Sawyer on Lost. Mm-hmm. Dean Winters is 53, but you'd probably know him as Mayhem. He's in those Allstate commercials.
Oh, my gosh. He's so funny
he's
in
hilarious.
Those. He was also a kind of a mainstay in SVU.
That's yep. right.
Mm-hmm. Cassidy.
He mm-hmm. He's missing part of one finger.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
okay.
I read that about him as well. Yeah. Terry Irwin's 53. That's Steve Irwin's widow, of course.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Frank Whaley, is that how you say his name? He's 54. He's a character actor, which, of course, just means it translates to you'd recognize him if you saw him.
One of those guys, yeah.
Carlos Alazraki is 55. He was Garcia on Reno 911.
Okay.
And he was also the voice of the Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Oh, my gosh. Taco Bell.
Wow.
Yeah. and I believe Rocco from Rocco's
breaking out
Life.
The Taco Bell dog. Come on. Wow.
Donna Dixon is...
I miss that dog.
I know, really.
Donna Dixon is 60. Was
Does that dog get residuals? I mean, you know, you think about that.
I don't know. I mean, it's not on their commercials anymore. So.
But you see how memorable that is.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because cemented them in '90s advertising history.
Yeah. Exactly. In this whole war, I mean, it's like Speedy Alka-Seltzer. You can go, wait a minute, I know exactly who that
and
is.
Who made the decision? Who made the decision to finally get rid of the dog?
I mean, they were
someone who's probably fired now.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, who knows if the dog's even alive?
That's right. The dog may not be alive. And hopefully they weren't feeding at Taco Bell. But anyway, go ahead.
Carlos Santana is 70.
Oh, wow.
70. Wow.
Yeah. Kim Carnes.
No,
is, Carnes. Okay.
Yep.
Is 72.
Betty Davis Eyes.
Yeah, Betty Davis Eyes. And Diana Rigg, who was on the TV spy show The Avengers
she
as
was.
Mrs. Peel.
Uh-huh.
And also now is Marjorie's grandmother on Lady Tyrell on Soap Opera with Swords.
Oh, okay.
She's 79.
She was a nice looking lady. She really, really was. Guys my age had a crush on her. She was all right. Okay, there we go. That ought to be enough at 6:23.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, new Bloomberg poll shows, guess what? Hillary Clinton is more unfavorable than Donald Trump. Daily Caller reports, so while 41% of respondents in the poll said they had a more favorable than unfavorable view of President Trump, well, Clinton's favorability was even lower. Full 58% of respondents found that Clinton to be more unfavorable than favorable. Meanwhile, Trump's favorability has jumped considerably since June of 2016. And to top it off, as usual, the Bloomberg poll surveyed more Democrats than Republicans and surveyed more people who voted for Clinton than Trump. Maybe it's time for the Democrats, Hillary, to realize, no, it's not Comey, it's not Vladimir, it's not misogyny that lost her the election. She was a horrible candidate with bad ideas and nobody liked her.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
High pressure stretches from Texas to Tennessee.
No. That's not where we're going here. All right. Here we go.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light's Chevrolet. Now save 26% on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. 26% in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $91.68 and dealer discounts of $27.50. Stock number 6253. See dealer for details.
So yesterday in the bit of info, I told you about the ex-con in Connecticut who skipped a job interview to save a guy from a car crash 1 week after he got out of jail. Well, guess what? Now here's another story out of Spokane, Washington. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So a 39-year-old guy named Josh Tangahall got out of jail on work release about 3 months ago after spending 17 years behind bars for manslaughter. And he was on his way back to his halfway house after a shift on Sunday when he saw a really bad car crash, too. Someone plowed into a minivan at about 50 miles an hour. A couple and their baby were in the van, and all four people were injured. Josh only had a few minutes to get home before his curfew. They're really strict about it, and if he's not there on time, he can go back to prison. But he jumped out of his car anyway and ran into help. He actually climbed into the minivan. That's when he realized the mom was pinned down, the dad was drifting in and out of consciousness, and their six-month-old baby was hanging upside down with a strap from its car seat around its neck. But luckily, Josh managed to cut the strap and handed the kid to someone. Then he started helping the parents get free. And guess what? Everyone survived. The baby has some broken ribs and a lacerated liver, but they're all expected to recover. It's not clear if Josh made it home for curfew, but obviously they're not sending him back to jail. Of course, they shouldn't. Good job, Josh. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Hey, good morning. It's 628, Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications, 775-2929. High temperature today. Well, you know, if you were around for yesterday, we pretty much got that, and we're going to have it all the way through Monday is what they're telling us. Slight chance of showers on Sunday, they're saying at 40%. But again, upper 90s, near 100, heat index 106, 107, right up in that neighborhood, and we're getting down to probably the middle 70s for our lows each night all the way through Monday. Right now, winds out of the south at 5, 90% relative humidity, fair skies, we've got 78.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Qualcomm reported a 40% slump in quarterly profit as its long-running patent battle with Apple took a toll on its business. The chipmaker says Apple's contract manufacturers aren't paying royalties due on sales of Apple products. Apple's suing over Qualcomm's practice of taking a cut of the total price of the iPhone in exchange for modem chips. Morgan Stanley reported better-than-expected second-quarter results across the board, while trading revenue came in above expectations. Other banks like Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase saw their trading businesses struggle last quarter. Dow component IBM reported mixed quarterly results with earnings per share topping expectations, but sales disappointing and revenue posting a decline for the 21st straight quarter. That pushed the stock down almost 3% and capped gains on the price-weighted Dow. IBM's the fifth-largest Dow component by share price, but the Dow ended the session up 66 points to set a new record. The S&P 500 added 13 for a new record high, and the NASDAQ surged into record territory for the ninth straight day with a gain of 40. Futures are up. That's Your Money Now.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M's chief academic officer was supposed to retire October 1st.
The Eagle reports Karen Watson, who's been at A&M 34 years, has been removed as provost. That's after the Eagle obtained documents showing an internal audit found conflict of interest issues tied to business dealings that Watson's spouse had with the university. Watson told the Eagle she was denied a meaningful opportunity to respond to the allegations and was not afforded due process. For the next 6 weeks, there'll be an interim provost. Douglas Palmer is a professor in the College of Education. A&M's new provost, Carol Fierke of Michigan, will start September 1st, a month sooner than originally announced. Dr. Watson will remain a faculty member. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A bicyclist is dead after pulling out of a parking lot and into traffic shortly before sunset on Bryan's West Side. Police report a truck on Harvey Mitchell Parkway struck a motorized bicycle ridden by 24-year-old Keith Allen Pease, which had pulled out on the highway from the VFW parking lot. The day after the start of the special session, Governor Greg Abbott joined our show for an update. When asked whether there should be a mandatory rollback on property taxes or just the opportunity of a rollback, Abbott says the taxpayers need to have a say.
If local governments try to raise property taxes by more than, say, 4 or 5%, the taxpayers, the people that have to pay those increased property taxes, are going to get to have an automatic say on whether or not those property taxes should go into place or should be denied.
Abbott also addressed school finance reform, which he doubts will be achieved in the next 30 days, so he's requesting a commission that will have specific proposals to take up in the next regular session.
We want to make sure that our cities and counties are going to be able to govern themselves adequately, but the main thing we need to do is to ensure that we are funding our schools better, but that also means structuring our schools better, finding more efficient and more effective ways of delivering education in the state of Texas.
A Brazos Valley lawmaker wants school funding and benefits for retired teachers to be brought up during the special session.
I think the state has an obligation to do all we can to honor our commitment to our teachers, both active and retired. And it's important that people understand that aren't teachers understand that the average teacher pension is $2,000 a month. And our teachers they aren't eligible in the state of Texas because of a federal law for Social Security benefits.
Representative Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties, encourages supporters to contact the governor and lieutenant governor. A federal judge gives state officials 15 days to reduce the temperature inside a Grimes County prison to 88 degrees. The judge ruled the Texas Department of Criminal Justice is deliberately indifferent to the heat risks to about 500 inmates at the PAC unit located south of Navasota. The judge said showers, fans, and ice water did not provide the required relief. A Bryan man is going to prison for 75 years for sexually assaulting three girls. A Brazos County District Court jury this week found 41-year-old Jose Rojas guilty of one count of aggravated sexual assault. The victim, who was 13 at the time of the attack 17 years ago, was among those who testified. According to the district attorney's office, the case was not prosecuted until last year. That's when a second 13-year-old reported Rojas attacked her. The jury heard testimony from a Secret Service agent who said Rojas confessed about the second victim, and prosecutors called a third woman to testify Rojas attacked her when she was 14. Last January, a Brazos County District Court jury convicted a Bryan man of his role in a 14-member gang operation involving the distribution of crack cocaine, along with theft, robbery, and murder. Last week, prosecutors announced an agreement where 26-year-old Keston Harrison was sentenced to 10 years for helping make crack cocaine in a home a few blocks from Neal Elementary School. College Station Police has announced the first arrest of up to four men accused of an armed robbery the night of June 30th at the Briarwood Apartments on Harvey Road. According to the arrest report, witnesses identified photos showing 22-year-old Ladarius Hill as the man who fired a gun that grazed the head of one of the victims and struck the second person with the handgun. Investigators were told this was during an attempt theft of marijuana. And if you have used your Texas toll tag out of state, check your statement for incorrect amounts. The Texas Department of Transportation has apologized for incorrect bills and/or violation notifications that were sent in error from Kansas and other states. TxDOT reports the transfer of some account information between partnering agencies was delayed. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zwerneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hey, 6:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete racing. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure stretches from Texas to Tennessee to New England this morning and then out into the Atlantic. This is the Bermuda high that we get in the summer. That's why we're going to be so warm right into the weekend. Sunshine for today. We're going to have highs of about 95 to 100. Tonight generally clear, 75 to 80 overnight. More sun for tomorrow. We're back up to 95 to 100. Saturday, lots of sun, maybe a storm late in the day, and a high of 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers returned home for a decisive win over the Texas Marshals last night. Meanwhile, former Auburn and Texas Tech coach Tommy Tuberville will be joining ESPN as a game analyst this season. And in Major League Baseball, both Texas teams fell yesterday as the Rangers dropped their fourth in a row with a loss to the Orioles, and the Astros fell to the Mariners at Minute Maid. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, when Tuberville was a coach here, Tom Turbyville said he kept getting his mail.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was here for a couple of years. Well, Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with brain cancer. You probably heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Diagnosis coming from the Mayo Clinic hospital, the one that's in Phoenix.
I did not realize he was 80.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks good for 80.
He does, yeah. And, you know, clearly this guy has had a long and storied history in the United States, and even though Donald Trump didn't think he was a war hero, he was a longtime prisoner of war, and then became a congressman, and after becoming a congressman, moved up to senator. The tumor was discovered after McCain underwent a minor procedure last week to remove a blood clot from behind his left eye. In the statement, the hospital said subsequent tissue pathology revealed that a primary brain tumor known as a glioblastoma, yeah, easier for me to say, associated with the blood clot. Senator and his family are reviewing further treatment options at the Mayo Clinic. This is the same kind of brain tumor. It's a very aggressive brain tumor. Same thing that Ted Kennedy had that eventually took his life. So, anyhow.
Pretty serious, yeah.
Well, and he's had a history of cancer. We've seen melanomas that he'd wear Band-Aids sometimes and see him on the side of his head, and it was near that area where the procedure was done yesterday. So, anyhow, what does that mean as far as the votes are concerned when it comes to repeal, replace, just repeal? Heal, whatever. Ched Pegram from Fox News.
There's going to
here.
Be a legislative consequence here with Senator McCain not being in Washington for quite a while he gets treatment for his brain tumor. There are only going to be 99 senators. And there has been some talk already around Capitol Hill about whether that helps Republican senators pass health care or might be a problem. They might need Senator McCain's vote. That means that they're essentially down to 51 senators. And that's what this meeting on Capitol Hill was all about. Somehow trying to get a couple of the senators who are up in the air across the finish line.
All right, so we'll see how all that plays out. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick kicked off the old special session there in the legislature into overdrive yesterday, rolling out a breakneck schedule that could have the so-called bathroom bill, new abortion and new abortion restrictions, and restraints on city and county government all on the floor for a vote as early as Sunday night. They're going to make them work on Sunday?
Oh, what? My God. Blasphemy.
Terrible. To accomplish that, Patrick pulled senators back into the Capitol for a little midnight madness early this morning to pass a bill to reauthorize the Texas Medical Board to keep the regulatory agency in business through 2019. The bill, considered one that had to be passed, the governor had said that had to be number one. It passed at 12:32 this morning by a 31-0 vote. So there you go. Now, over on the House side, things are a little bit different. The House met for 19 minutes yesterday, okay, and will not bring its first bill to discussion until Monday at the very earliest. So we'll see how all that plays out. But it's not. You know, the thing that we need to understand is it's a little bit different situation over in the House, and they can't move as fast as the Senate. First of all, because there's more of them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
You know, Patrick's got 31 people. He pretty much keeps them in line. They got the agenda set up the way he wants it and all that, and it's a different deal over in the House. So
takes some time.
That's right. Understand that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else is happening out there?
You know, I looked around to see if we could find any tweets from President Trump. You know, nothing of significance. He did tweet out, Melania and I send our thoughts and prayers to Senator McCain.
Right.
Cindy and their entire family get well soon. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, he's been a little quiet over the last 24 hours.
Laying low.
There you go. In the meantime, you know, of course, we had the governor on yesterday. But apparently, there are many cities in Texas that are really kind of wanting the governor to pull back a little bit on taking over control of a lot of different things in Texas. I checked prior to the interview to see if we had any tree ordinances in Bryan and College Station. We don't. That's one of the things that he's been talking about, because there are cities in Texas, apparently, where they have tree ordinances, and if you take a tree out, you got to pay the city something.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Well, and again,
why?
Well, because, you know, trees are rare maybe in some areas, or they, as you start clearing land for cities to grow, then trees are taken down, and they don't like that. And
you got to plant new ones.
That's it.
Costs money.
Yep. Of course, the governor says that those are California-like policies, and he doesn't like that. And then local governments permitting regulations and limits on local government property tax collection. That is something that has got people unhappy and uncomfortable every place probably in Texas. You know, we just think about it here in Bryan College Station, but if you think about smaller schools, smaller cities, you know, they have the same problems, they have the same expenses, maybe on a smaller scale, but they also have fewer citizens to pay those taxes.
That's right.
So
mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of a situation for them as far as the nuts and bolts of it, but it's still the same problem. Mayors have signed a letter, among them the mayors of Houston, Amarillo, Arlington, Austin, San Marcos, Sugarland, Galveston, and many others, who are asking to meet with the governor so that they can talk a little bit about what's going to happen here as far as the Texas government getting into city and county government's business.
Mm-hmm.
See how that plays out. All right. Well, there we go. That's about enough, I'd say. It's 6:46.
Earl, what's wrong? Why you look so sad?
It's my job, Jake. It's got me lower than a sow's belly. My boss down at the factory told me if I don't find a coating solution for a metal thingamajigs, I might as well clean out my locker.
Earl, all you've got to do is get your thingamajigs to Jackrabbit Powder Coating. They'll sandblast it, clean it, coat it, and send it out the door with a high-quality finish and quick turnaround.
I'll tell you what, one of these days I'm going to remember Backstatic Chowder Coating.
Earl, you are something else. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Mark your calendars. Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. Come out to ASAP Equipment's grand opening celebration. ASAP Equipment, College Station's only full-line steel dealer, will be offering special discounts for 2 days only on all steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. If you're needing to upgrade your handheld equipment, this special steel sale is the time to do it. 2 days only, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. ASAP Equipment's located at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. You can call us at 690-1106. That's 690-1106.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Are you looking for a little shade from the hot Texas summer sun? I'll bet you are by this time and this summer especially. But not all shade trees are created equal, nor do they give equal amounts of shade. There are some big differences. You need to choose a quality tree. Fall is the best time for planting new shade trees. We're going to talk about all manners of shade as you plan for those plantings. I'll be back with details right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's
it's hardback, every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you're thinking about a new shade tree this fall, start with a high-quality species. There's no point in investing in a tree that's going to live a short and hard life. Fast growth alone is a very poor criterion in choosing a new shade tree, as every one of the fast-growing trees has one or more fatal flaws. All of them will become problem children soon after they reach maturity, if not before. You can plan on having fast-growing trees with you for 10 or 15 years. Quality trees, a couple hundred years. That's enough for me. You want to buy from a reputable nurseryman. You want to find somebody who has experience in recommending trees for special situations. Look for someone who will be there years down the road should you run into problems and need expert help. If you're planting a new landscape, you can do very well with container-grown trees in 10 or 20 or 30-gallon pots. That's my preferred way to plant them. They'll have all of their roots intact, so they'll never know they've been moved. However, container-grown trees have been grown in lightweight potting soils, and they tend to dry out much more quickly than the native soil around them. If you buy a container-grown shade tree, plan to hand water it a couple of times weekly for the first growing season until it grows roots into the adjacent soil. Wrap your new tree to protect its foliage from roadway wind when you take it home. You simply can't drive slowly enough without it. Don't even try. Even the old foliage that's been out there all summer will burn badly at highway winds. You can't drive slowly enough. If, on the other hand, you're planting into a mature garden and you want a more immediate impact from your new tree, you may want to spend more for a larger, bold, and burlap specimen. While it may sit in place a couple of years getting itself readjusted before resuming its normal growth, this larger tree will add character to its part of the garden starting the day that it's planted. We have some great trees in Texas. Your best bet is to get into an independent retail garden center and talk to them about what tree would be best for what I need. You need to go with quality. You need to say, is there anything I need to know about this tree? Any wheels that might come off? Oh, and you know one other thing that we ought to mention, and that is look at the power lines nearby and think about the utilities in the ground. Plan before you plant. I'm Neil Sperry. Variegated ground covers in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Well, out at Nutribolt.
Swung on, this one is ripped into left field for a base hit. And one run will score, an RBI single from Kyle O'Keefe. And it's now 11-1 Bombers, and the onslaught continues.
Our own Zach Taylor on the call there. The Brazos Valley Bombers returned home after two games in Plano to host the Texas Marshals. Brandon Ivey had another solid outing for the Bombers, going eight full innings, allowing just one unearned run to help lead the Bombers to an 11-1 victory. The Bombers and the Marshals face off again tomorrow night at Nutribolt. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. Elsewhere, former Auburn and Texas Tech football coach Tommy Tuberville is joining ESPN for the upcoming season as a game analyst. In 21 seasons as a head coach, Tuberville won 159 games with Mississippi, Auburn, Texas Tech, and Cincinnati. Tuberville replaced Bob Davie as defensive coordinator under R.C. Slocum at Texas A&M University in 1994. The Aggies went 10-0-1 that season. The 62-year-old Tuberville considered running for governor in Alabama in 2018, but decided to stay out of politics for now. In Major League Baseball,
the 2-2 on the way, swing and a miss and a slider for strike three, and this ball game is over. The Mariners win it 4-1. How sweet it is, sugar. Edwin Diaz with his 18th save of the year to win it for James Paxton.
James Paxton had another strong start against Houston to give the Seattle Mariners a 4-1 win over the Astros. The Astros have the night off tonight, but look to start fresh against the Orioles tomorrow night in Baltimore. First pitch is scheduled for 6:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Baltimore, Kevin Gausman pitched six innings, a four-hit ball. Adam Jones homered and scored three runs, and the Baltimore Orioles beat the faltering Texas Rangers 10-2. Trey Mancini contributed two hits in a seven-run seventh inning, including a bases-loaded triple, and Jonathan Shoup finished with three hits and three RBIs. The Rangers will be hoping to turn things around in the final game of the series tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 6:05, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Frisco, Dallas police have suspended an investigation into an incident at a bar involving Ezekiel Elliott. It's the latest off-field issue for the Cowboys star running back. Coach Jason Garrett said the team is behind Elliott.
Zeke's someone we believe very strongly in as a person and as a football player, and we're going to continue to believe in him and try to put a structure around him and all of our players to help them make great decisions and grow both on and off the field.
Police said the investigation was suspended due to lack of a complaint and that no other witnesses had come forward. The statement said investigators made several unsuccessful attempts to reach the 30-year-old man who was punched in the nose Sunday night. Elliott wasn't named in the original police report. In the NBA, Manu Ginobili appears to be putting off retirement for at least another season. The forward, who turns 40 next week, tweeted that he's re-signing with San Antonio. At the British Open, in the space of just one hole, Jordan Spieth showed the trouble he may face and his unique way of turning it into his advantage. Spieth hooked his tee shot badly on the second hole, with his ball ending up in the deep, wispy rough left of the fairway. He took a mighty swing at the ball and then watched as it barely cleared a bunker on the right and rolled about 10 feet away. Spieth, who's been known to hit some tee shots sideways, then rolled in the putt for a birdie that got him under par for the first time in the championship. And O.J. Simpson will appear before parole board members in Nevada today to ask that he be released from behind bars. The 70-year-old has been serving time for armed robbery and assault with a weapon after trying to take back sports memorabilia in a Las Vegas hotel room. The parole board will ask Simpson why he should be granted parole after reaching the 9-year minimum of his 33-year sentence. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brad Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over 6 decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating. A company worth remembering. A
couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Vince McMahon's son, his name is Shane McMahon, in a helicopter crash yesterday off the coast of Long Island.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he and the pilot go down in his chopper, and according to the FAA, they tell TMZ that he's riding in his helicopter that had engine failure, had to have an emergency landing in the Atlantic. But they had boats nearby, so
wow, so everyone's
lucky guy.
Okay. Yeah,
yep, exactly. Mm. Okay, you waste a full day every week slacking off. We got that for you today. Tabasco has a new hotter flavor.
Oh, all right. Boy. Okay.
Signs that you are living the modern American dream. We'll have a checklist for that. Also, somebody decided, and I don't know why they do this, They decided to put together a list of the worst sitcoms of all times. So we'll talk about that.
All right.
Is your voice different when you talk on the telephone? I don't know if it is for us because we use our voice all the time. Anyway.
But some people, I think, probably
that's
do.
That's probably true. That and you mimic the voice of the person or the accent of the person who you're talking to.
I do that sometimes if I'm around someone long enough.
Catch yourself doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And Lay's has their Do Us a Flavor contest results. So we'll be doing that.
Yeah, we had talked about that.
Yeah, we'll hope so. And by the way, in case you didn't know, Chelsea is celebrating Space Day today. It's Space Day.
It's her favorite.
Day. That's it. So we're going to be talking about a lot of that because it has to do with people landing on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do some weather right now. Shall we do that? It's brought to you this morning by your Nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community. That's where serving members' needs are their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900. That's Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. The weather, what we've had and what we're going to have for the next few days. Really hot during the day. Heat index around 107. 78. 78-